This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you see Jack's grandson hit the hole-in-one yesterday? He got the hole-in-one. That was so awesome. So, well, this is Barstool says, with all due respect, okay, Allison Stoke was caddying for Ricky Fowler. That was much better than Jack's grandson. And they may not be wrong about that. She's Ricky Fowler's girlfriend, apparently. And so
she's been internet famous for a while.
She has. What does she do?
She was a pole vaulter. And because internet is creepy.
Yeah, we had pictures. I remember her.
What's her name? Allison Stokey?
Yeah, Allison Stokey. She's from Australia or
no? She was from California. Dude, she was a high school pole vaulter.
You know her.
I thought she was. Yeah, I know her. I thought, and she dances before she does.
No, that's the hurdler.
That's Heineke or whatever her name is.
You're getting them mixed up.
Okay.
This is the picture where everyone used to go crazy over Allison.
Yeah.
Back when she was in high school.
Yeah. Why'd you have to throw the back when she is in high school?
This is
when she was, I'm pretty sure, in college, Dell.
I don't see the picture, but people went crazy over her way back when she was in high school. She went to Cal to be a pole vaulter. Now she's Ricky Fowler's girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's Ricky Fowler's girlfriend.
Yeah. And apparently she is now a workout warrior.
Yeah, right? She's an Instagram workout person.
Right. I don't know. Too many muscles. All right. I don't know. I don't like the sinewy look. I don't know.
Well, I guess that whole deal is at certain points when they're taking photo shoots, they get that look and then they put on a bit of weight. It's not a constant look like that, but for photo shoots they got to cut and all that type
of
stuff.
Well, it's like what do you call it? Like MMA fighters.
Yeah.
You see them at the weigh-in like, "Wow." And then they add 12 more pounds after they actually eat food and drink any water. They have to dehydrate themselves down to barely get on a scale. Boxers. Prop them up. Right. How much? 134. Oh, thank God.
Then
I can finally go back to 170 here in a second.
I can eat a pizza. I like my women like Jameis. Wasn't it Jameis who said, you should be nice and not talk? Was it Jameis that told the girls that?
Yes, he was at a school talking to kids, and he was talking about, man, you need to be stand up and be strong. Ladies, you should be quiet.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's how I like them. I like my women soft nice, like Jameis.
You like them to stay in the gender roles they've been put into for the last 2,000 years? Is that what you're looking for?
Hey, listen, if that's the way God meant
that's what men wanted them.
I'm just saying, Jameis, I listen to everything Jameis
says.
You
listen to what Jameis has to say?
I listen to everything Jameis has to say.
Even the whole licking fingers and...
Yeah, it's a W.
I don't think they got a W that day, by the way.
My WWJD bracelet doesn't say, what would Jameis do? That's not mine.
Not yours?
I don't go, what would Jameis do? Because remember when he was in the library one time?
And he jumped on the table?
Yep. Would you do that?
And
he also...
What?
Caught a couple cases.
And?
No, I'm not going to...
Wait a minute.
No, not that one. That was a bad one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, I'm talking post that. Okay, post Jameis.
There's still not a lot of... Now, that's what I would lock in with Jameis. There's still not a lot of those yet. And I actually like Jameis, but I'm not... Like, I can't really point to a lot of... Here.
We should act more like Jameis.
Yes. You're not going to buy snacks a Bucks Jameis jersey?
No. Well, why not?
Well, I mean, if you like Jameis, but no, we're not doing that. We're Grandpa's team, so we're Cardinals. Although I don't think they understand we're off Cardinals now.
We're not Cardinals fans anymore.
Snacks is all pissy. They're going to be terrible. No Carson Palmer, no Tyrann Mathieu. No, and he's like running down the ticket.
Tell him it doesn't matter anymore.
And whenever I told him Tyrann Mathieu was a Texan, they're all super excited now. But he's like, what are we going to do this year? We're going to be the worst team in all of football. I'm like, who is we? Grandpa's not a Cardinal anymore. We're not wearing all Cardinal stuff on Sunday anymore. That's over.
How come you don't
get your JJ stuff back on and turn back into American?
That's right.
If he ever plays again. why don't you break down Tyrann Mathieu's limitations to your son like you do to us? Everyone's so excited about Tyrann Mathieu.
I'm going to make him guys, think that Tyrann's the best player ever.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. You're a great dad.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Dad of the year, D-O-Y.
No, no. Remember, you're a horrible dad.
Oh, yeah. I let him watch.
Nathan is here. Let's get him in here. Hey, Nathan. Shortest wait times in the world. What do you say?
What's going on, guys? So, of course, as everybody knows, today starts the most important 4 days of the year. And I want, of course, to get you guys' picks. And then, secondly, Chairman Fred really discussed yesterday more possible changes to number 13 out there and you know, indicating that there may be an equipment problem in the game. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that, guys. So
I'm going to let you handle this one,
take it away.
There may be an equipment problem in the game? I'm sorry, I missed the...
That the ball, that guys are hitting the ball too long.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's been a complaint for a while. They had to, they tigerized the course to make, you know, but they're all just stupid long. But you notice that it's funny. Gary Player was talking about it. He said Bobby Jones played with no grooves on the clubs, played with a ball that was soft, that was 100-plus yards behind what these guys, and he shot the same scores. And he still shot the same. Can you imagine a guy with a perfect swing like Hogan or Bobby Jones or Sam Snead playing with this equipment today?
I mean, this remix.
What is?
It's Masters. Young Metro.
Yeah. Young Metro and Masters. That's right. No, why is Young Metro not trusting
you? I don't know, but this remix is the best.
Can we stop? Can we stop, please? No one's in love with the cocoa at Augusta National. There's no cocoa.
Ooh, Zach Johnson. Ooh, that Zach Johnson.
No, it's Dustin. Yeah, Dustin.
Both of them probably.
Actually, and Barstool has a picture of Paulina Gretzky has been upping her game in a big way for the Masters with pictures like that. Yeah, Paulina.
Yeah, let me tell you what's not really acceptable at the Masters, that picture.
No.
Yeah, that's not Masters.
Hey, I'm sorry, Dustin. We're kicking you out because your wife's showing the booty crack on her IG, what they call the Instas. Her Insta is not Augusta worthy. You're gone.
No.
Clarence.
Take him out.
Remove Dustin from the course.
Pull his clubs up off of his caddy. Dustin, you're gone. Zach, you got his place. Let me see your wife's Insta.
No, Zach's already there, and his wife doesn't have an Insta.
Good, he can stay.
And he can stay. I won't have to get Clarence on him.
Well, he's won at Augusta before, so he gets to come.
So is DJ, unfortunately.
I mean, we tolerate Tiger.
Tiger brought more money in. We're good with him.
VJ ain't bringing nothing to the table.
What is credentials for Dime Magazine this week? We ain't letting Dime Magazine cover the Masters.
I wish that was a thing. Dime Magazine covering the Masters.
What is Up Rocks doing here with two X's? Y'all ain't no golf publication.
Viceland? What the hell is a Viceland?
What is this? Sir? Let me look at this credential here for Bun B. From the Viceland. None of this is going to work.
Who names their son Bun B? We draw the line at Complex News.
What's this mean here? Andre 3000 and Young Gravy. We're not having a Young Gravy at the Metro.
The only gravy I like is the ones on my biscuits.
This young thug just simply ain't going to do here at the Masters for a variety of reasons.
The biggest one, that boy was a dress.
This young thug wears a dress. You can't play a golf in a dress unless you was Babe Didrikson.
Babe Didrikson's there. Yes, couldn't have played there at the Masters either.
No, she couldn't. No, she wasn't allowed to play there.
And she never, I'm not sure she was a big dress wearer, if truth be told.
What did you know? What do you know about Babe?
I've just seen all the pictures. Babe was like climbing trees early in the game. Like, say, Mom, I'm going to get out there and play a little baseball. Pole vaulting. Golf.
What you trying to say?
Say, babe, put your dress on. No, daddy, and call me Bucky.
There are pictures of Babe playing golf
Bucky.
In a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she wore a dress.
Oh, are they really? They probably made
a skirt. I don't know.
Yeah.
A mandated skirt. She wasn't going to wear pants.
You had to wear it out there.
Actually, yes.
Probably did. 8:15 ESPN 97. Thanks for the golf talk, Nathan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for a chance to
have a conversation about Augusta National with you two. It's unbelievable.
I felt like we were having a good one.
No, stop. There's not a remix.
Hi, friends.
Jim Nance's piano.
Jim Nance here at the Golden Cabin. What do they call that cabin?
No, the Butler Cabin.
We're here.
I bet there's a Butler.
It's the Butler Cabin.
No.
St. Clarence.
So who's Butler? Oh, we didn't name it after a guy named Butler. We named it after our butlers.
No, it's after a guy named Butler.
That's where they all stay.
You don't think they name anything after their butler?
No,
that's
where all the butlers stay during the year when the Masters isn't going on.
No.
Take some of the bunk beds out of here so they can't tell us the living quarters.
Living quarters.
Oh.
And make sure the water closet's cleaned out.
Why don't we bring back water closet?
That's one of the most old school water closet. That's a bathroom? Yeah.
Take it one here. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You can get anything you want. You know what I'm saying? You want that over there? You want that over there? Got you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:21, ESPN 97.5. Look at him chipping with just Hideki, just chipping with his left hand. Oh, man, that is so awesome. So awesome. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. I'm going to be at the Golden Hearts Charities Monday. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go. I'm going to play. They got a huge golf tournament at High Meadow Ranch in Magnolia. So I am going to be going out there. I'll be broadcasting from there. That's the day after the Masters. And so that'll be totally sweet. And so... just a big ups to them. They're doing great things and all kinds of, I think it's full. They're doing a great job. So congratulations to them. Golden Hearts Charity. 713-780-3776. Tommy wants to get in here, talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Tommy?
Yes, I'd like to talk about the Rockets. But first I'll talk about the Rockets. It's kind of like offensive who's ever pretending to act like they're a slave owner to the black community, and it's really not funny.
What now?
Whoever your co-host is in the, talking like he's a slave owner and all that.
Yeah, making fun of the way the Masters used to treat everyone and how everyone was excluded and poking fun at them for being racist in the past? You got to understand context. You clearly don't understand context of poking fun at the way that they behave for years and years and years.
No.
That was their thing. Exclusionary. And it's poking fun at them being exclusionary.
Okay, but that's not funny, though.
Well, maybe it's not to you, but it is to other people who have said that's the funniest segment that I've heard. So maybe it's not funny to you, but it is to other people, Tommy, and we apologize that you're offended by it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, Tommy. 713-780-3776.
I don't think he gets the
no, he doesn't.
Clowning the racist thing.
Hmm.
You're clowning racist, and you are upset because someone is clowning racist because it's racist. You're doing it wrong.
Well,
I don't think you get the nuance of it all.
I don't think if you're that sensitive that this is the right show for you. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I speak for Tommy. I mean, he was speaking for an entire community. I mean,
yeah.
By
the way,
I'm a black man, and I was participating because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And to Lance's point, it just speaks to what the match has been in the past and us making fun of it. It's always weird when someone decides to speak for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Particularly in this instance, but it's whatever.
Right. You like that, Del, when people are speaking for you. Yeah. And how you should think.
I love when...
As an African-American, I don't know that Tommy knew you were African-American, which is racist.
I don't know if it's racist or just the voice. We've gone through that bit in the past, but it's just, I mean, Tommy doesn't speak for me. And as an African-American, I was participating because I think it's funny.
All right.
Tommy just didn't get it. That's all that is.
713-780.
That's okay. I just don't think Tommy understood, and it's nothing against that. I just don't think Tommy understood the gist of what that was. It is clowning something that has clearly been the same way that I clown Uncle Drayton for what I always thought was a total lack of diversity and the fact that he was a terrible owner once he got past, you know, Bagwell and Biggio on their prime. He just kind of stopped figuring out what to do. Do we sign him? Do we not sign him? Do we draft people or not?
No, we're not going to draft anybody.
Are we going to sign our picks?
Nope. We're not going to do that, Unc. 825 ESPN 97.5. Jamie wants to get in here. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey, man? I just wanted to comment and let you guys know, man, that I enjoyed that segment personally. I was having a rough morning, but, you know, you guys make me laugh every morning, every time I listen to the show. And I enjoyed it. So I'm a fan and keep doing what you guys are doing.
I appreciate it, Jamie.
Appreciate it, man.
I'm not worried about one guy saying he doesn't.
No, he seems awfully sensitive. And again, this is probably not the show for you. It's if you want to just, you know, talk about stuff and be very politically correct, not the show. Not really the show.
Gilbert even said, holy bleep, I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. Great segment. And I actually love the Masters. The point is poking fun at the master. It's really Hootie Johnson. It was back in the Hootie Johnson and pre-day. Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened to the show, except like you're like, hey, where's Mike and Mike? You might not get it, but you should still get the theme of clowning the separatist and bigoted past of the Masters and their history, where they were so exclusionary. If you can't get, like, once again, if you can't get that, there's nothing I can do for you if you don't understand the nuance of the joke. Yeah. I'm not going to sit and keep talking about it because one guy didn't get it. Oh, well.
Yeah. No. 826 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
It is heartbreaking that he didn't get it, but still.
Somebody wants to help me on, I gotta take this, help me on Black history. Okay. Well, Bama Papa. Is it Bama Papa?
Yeah, Bama Papa Joe.
Hey, Bama Papa Joe, how you doing?
Hey, John, just to give you a heads up, no, Larry Doby was not the first Black manager. Jackie Robinson was the first Black player in baseball. Larry Doby was the second Black player, first in the American League.
Oh, that's
Frank
true.
Frank Robinson was the first Black manager in 1975.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Larry Doby was
the first AL player.
With
you're right.
Cleveland
you're
Indians,
right? That is correct.
Frank Robinson hit the opening day home run as a manager Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
Yep. He was. Now, was that a full-time gig on Frank with Frank Robinson?
Yes.
You know what I was listening? Hey, thanks for the heads up.
I appreciate that. You're absolutely right. My bad.
So you know what I was listening to? It came up on the shuffle of my...
Larry Doby was a manager, however, but he was the first American League African-American. That's right.
When was Larry Doby a manager?
Larry Doby managed... I'm going to look it up here. Larry Doby did manage.
Couldn't be. I mean, it had to be right around the same time.
It was managed. Larry Doby manager. He managed the Indians, as a matter of fact. They joined Cleveland Indians? Yes. Larry Doby.
Larry He's a manager?
Managerial record. Yeah. Larry Doby manager.
What year?
Larry Doby. The White Sox in 1978.
Okay. Yep. Your squad.
Yep.
Do you remember him as a manager for the White Sox?
I do. Yes. That's why I remember.
Or were you just busy wrecking the streets of Chicago?
That's why I thought Larry Doby. Yes.
He was the first in Chicago.
Right.
For all the Chicago teams, he was the first.
The first.
So I was listening to an old segment that we had on that came up on my iTunes shuffle, and it was Collie calling in and about running with his hair braided when he was in track and field, and we were going back and forth with him. And he said, Collie, who you got in the Super Bowl? He goes, okay, now wait a minute, John. And then it was when Sean King was quarterback of Tampa Bay.
Right.
No, it was Donovan McNabb, I think, maybe, because it was, and his whole thing was, no, it was Dante Culpepper, because it was his whole thing was, it's the first time ever where we've got a chance to have a black head coach, would have been Denny Green, and a black quarterback at the same time. Since then, have we had that? And they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Since then, have we had black head coach, black quarterback?
Well, we've had Mike Tomlin, but no.
Nope.
No.
We've had two black head coaches.
But no black quarterback.
At the same time.
Never. No, because it's been Tom Brady and Russell Wilson.
It was versus Peyton and Tom Brady.
Yep.
And there was obviously no black head coach for either of those.
And that would have been back in the day when we were talking about Dante Culpepper and the Vikings.
Yes. Wow, we need to get that. That'll be groundbreaking. And then we can say,
I was just surprised. Well, of course, Tom Brady's been hogging up everything.
How long have you been a black quarterback and head coach? Then that question. Yeah.
No, that's already been asked.
That question can be asked.
That's already been done.
I'm offended by Dell doing a black Southern voice because Lance can't do his dad.
Well, that you can, as I said before, sometimes you got to take an L. If that's the L you have to take, I think you're living a pretty good life.
I never take L's, Dale.
Not you, Lance. You can't do that voice. Oh. But people who are offended by my ability to do a black Southerner or a white Southerner and not catch any heat for it.
I liked it.
Sometimes you got to take that L.
I liked your master's voice.
Well,
is what gives
it's
it
not
the
funny,
true
Lance.
Cartoonish. I know.
It's not funny.
By the way, it's not really, it's not slave owner. It's black. It's a white Southerner at the Masters. That's what I was doing.
By the way, you went right to slave owner, dude.
Yeah, Butler's Cabin is not, that's not slave owner. That's just the way they rolled at the Masters.
Yes. Mm.
And I didn't name it the Masters.
Yeah. I didn't know
not
that.
My name.
By the way, why did we go straight to, instead of, you know, the guy who runs, Billy Payne, who runs Augusta National, to slave owner.
I forgot Billy Payne and Hootie Johnson. Dan Holman says, less racism and more scores, please, Tommy and Stu.
All right, let's talk about, hey, you know what we need more of? Allied Siding and Windows. That's what we need more of. We need Leonard Courtright to give you the best deal that there is in the siding game. There are a bunch of people out there that are, we can put up your siding, and as they're leaving, it's falling. It's kind of like me when I had Odd Jobs Incorporated. You know, the bathroom tiles are falling out as I'm leaving. The other guys, I don't know. Listen, you want the best, especially if you know it's a big ticket item. Well, it's not that big, actually. Right now, the James Hardy siding, trim and overhangs, you start at $150 a month for an average size home in Houston. That's ridiculously low. $150 a month for new siding, hang and trim, all of it, and overhangs, all of it, non-prorated 30-year warranty as well. You don't have to pay a dime, zero down, zero interest for 18 months, 100% financing, all of these things, a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. All of these things are saying, listen, all you need to do is go to Allied Siding and Windows, 713-WINDOWS. A 30-second call sets up a 30-minute meeting. 713-946-3697. I wish that I'd have known about this when I sold my home. You have to update your home. This is mandatory. Otherwise, you're not going to sell it. And forget selling it. You want to live in a nice place. All you got to do is call 713-WINDOWS. 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows. Affordable, local, reliable.
This is for my future baby mama. Hope you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell. No Raheel today. He took 2 days off, right, to watch the Masters?
No.
I don't think that's the case. Now, Raheel and I aren't friends, so I didn't even ask why he's gone. I don't care so much. We know he's listening right now. We got a text.
Yeah, because he's that segment was racist.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know he tweeted out or put on, I think he tweeted out something of getting something from CVS, like some type of over the, like some drug, some prescription. So I think
KY?
That's not a drug you need a prescription for.
I don't know
for.
What he's doing with it.
I think he has
a tub of Vaseline.
No. I think
he's not Kellen Winslow
undergoing some procedure. I don't think he's sitting in a Target parking lot doing stuff to himself.
He might be. He's doing a procedure where maybe he's transitioning. We don't know.
Why does he need a tub of Vaseline for that?
I don't know what he would need a tub of Vaseline if he was transitioning. I don't know about transitioning.
You know the best part about you just throw out stuff, and then when you get questioned about it, it's like, well, I don't know.
I don't know anything.
It could
about
be anything.
That.
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
I don't know.
I mean, I suggested something, and now when I'm being called on it, I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is that he's probably now sitting watching everybody warm up on the Golf Channel, warm up for their round today.
I just know he won't be here today or tomorrow. Nick Sherrara of the Usual Suspects will be filling in from 11 to 1. We'll have Lou Savarese talk about his boxing promotion. And we're going to do a couple fun things. And also, Lance will join us tomorrow.
What?
Mm-hmm. I would have been today, but I got to pick up kids.
I don't know if I should play golf or poker today. I don't know.
I'd go poker, but that's me.
What do you dress for? You got your polo on?
I'm dressed for success on the golf course.
Yeah, it looks like you're dressed for golf.
Yeah. But the Wildcats got a couple of tournaments up there. That's a problem.
So there's not.
You know, poker is one of the most interesting. Poker reminds me of my time in New Orleans when I used to go to the Sports Palace and where all the gamblers would come in. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like I really like being around all those gamblers because there's so many personalities. You hear stories and you don't know who you're going to get. Here's a guy who's a podiatrist. Here's a big-time criminal defense lawyer's in there. Then you get another guy who I'm pretty sure this guy just only gambles and he's not really a guy you want to cross. Like, it's a crazy diverse cross-section of people who are in there playing. Just like whenever I used to go to the pool hall in New Orleans instead of class, and you see all the, this guy used to be the vice president of finance for Freeport MacMoran. What did this guy do? He won a contest for Hustler one time. Like, okay. As grossest man in America. Like, and his nickname, and his, he worked at the Sports Palace. His name was Spider, and he used to make spider balls, which were vodka in his coffee. That's what a spider ball was. And when they played Omaha in the back, if he got beat on a hand he didn't think was good, that he liked getting beat on, he would tear up the cards. Well, if you tear up cards, the whole deck's gone.
Right.
So they would have to bring, he would have to bring 20 decks every time they played. Because in the floor is filled with cards. Like, Spider, like, you know, that's 14.
So we got to open left. It, and we got to just shuffle them
all
up.
Yeah, it's a huge pain. And he was the meanest person. He hated me.
Well,
I didn't even talk in that place. I just sat and watched Kerwin. People. Yeah, he just hated Kid Kerwin. That's all he knew.
Oh, that's all.
I assume he hated me.
Tommy hates you, too, because you're a racist. Let's get Derek in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Just wanted to call and correct that last caller who said Jackie Robinson was the first black player in the major leagues. He wasn't. Jackie Robinson was the first black player to cross the segregation line and the color line in 1947, but the first black player was Moses Fleetwood Walker, who played for the Chicago White Stockings in 1883.
Come on, there's no way. Why would that not be a bigger story? I'm looking at it.
He had no living relatives to carry on the legacy that Jackie Robinson did.
Credited with being one of the first black men to play Major League Baseball, a native of Mount Pleasant, Ohio, and a star athlete at Oberlin College as well as University of Michigan, Walker played for semi-pro baseball and minor league baseball clubs before joining the Toledo Blue Stockings of the American Association. Though research suggests he was the first African-American baseball player in MLB, unlike White, who passed as a white man, Walker was open about his black heritage and often faced racial bigotry. Wow, how is this not a bigger historical note?
I don't know that. I've never heard of
it. Derek, how did you know this?
Actually, I found it. The first time I heard it was in the movie Little Big League.
Really? A movie had
fictional,
that?
A fictional movie where the young kid became the general manager after his grandfather willed him the team. That was actually in that movie.
Walker played in the minor leagues until 1889 and was the first African-American to participate in the Major League Baseball before Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color line in 94-7. Yep, you're 100% right, according to Wikipedia. You are 100% right.
Is Wikipedia ever wrong? No.
And how many games did he play in the Major Leagues? 42. Setting up
number
Jackie
42.
Robinson to come in. Coincidence? I think not.
Thank you, Derek.
Thanks, Derek. Good
Thanks
stuff.
Thanks for setting the record
straight. No problem. You guys have a good morning.
Speaking of racial topics, my kids had a knockdown drag-out fight in the car headed to their Little League baseball game, Snacks and Mason. 9 and 11. You know what their fight was? Their fight was Allen Iverson railroaded in the bowling alley fight. And one was he was railroaded because it was because of racism and a racist act by the people in Virginia. And the other argument was that's bull crap. He did what he did. He did what he did. There's enough people who said he was there and was involved in a fight. Racism had nothing to do with
it. Who is the more woke child in your family then?
Mason. And then Snacks said this.
Wait, I thought Snacks was... Snacks Mason. Woke.
No, Snacks
Mason's
is,
a snitch.
Mason is a snitch. They're both pretty woke, but... Because Snacks is favorite of all time. Like, he loves Jackie Robinson. Right now, he loves Jackie Robinson. He loves Martin Luther King. Loves Martin Luther King. He's been to MLK's. He's been to the place he was shot. He's been to the Civil Rights Museum and all kinds of stuff. But here's the thing. And this is what Snacks actually said this. He gives to give you a concept of time where kids don't have a great appreciation for it. Like, they asked, one time Snacks asked, we had color pictures, color photography whenever do we have black and white TV when I was a kid? I'm like, what are you talking? Come on. Will you stop?
Well,
it's not I wasn't born in the 40s. So anyway, although we did have a black and white TV in the house when I was a little kid.
I did too,
yeah. You don't throw away those TVs.
Yeah, they didn't throw away TVs. It probably cost $300 and it was this big. So anyway, Snacks goes, it wasn't racism. That was like 1989 or something. It wasn't that back in the civil rights era, back in the 60s when that happened. And Mason goes, oh my God, there's still racist acts today. You don't think they had racism in 1990? You just don't understand. And I said, Snacks, I'm going to have to go Tony Rally and take a point off of you on this one. There's still... Just because it wasn't the Civil Rights Act, and like
there's no racism anymore. Except
I said,
this show.
I said now.
Except you and Dell doing.
I said now. I don't know that racism played a role in the Allen Iverson thing. I said, well, there was an argument about whether he was involved in the fight or not. If y'all's argument is just about was he there or not, and then I said, but you're. The racism thing, like, there's no racism in 89.
If there are no German shepherds and hoses, then it can't be racism, apparently.
His whole thing was the civil rights, because he
probably
just knows.
Were German shepherds and hoses then, too, though.
He just knows.
But if
all
he
about,
didn't see him on the 30 for 30,
his five thing years is later, MLK. We had the LA riots.
Well, I said, thanks a lot, 30 for 30, because this is the fight that's going on in my car right now. They're both trying to win arguments, and I stayed out of it because I wanted to see how they would. Like, I wanted to see their thought processes, how they backed up their arguments. And they were doing okay until Mason just said, I'm not listening anymore, and put his hands over you because you won't let me talk. Because he didn't like when Mason wants to talk, he only wants that, and that's it. And he doesn't want anyone to have any counters. And when Snacks was countering, he was like,
Mason could host a radio show.
Yeah, he could.
Hands to the ears. Oh, he just put somebody on hold.
He could take my place in this show.
Just put somebody on hold.
What, you just put your hands over your ears and don't talk when people don't listen to you?
What do you guys think about Kevin Chappell this week?
Who is he?
What about Bryson DeChambeau?
I know he's a golfer. I've heard you
mention
him before.
How do you know the names of these people?
Because he was looking at the screen.
No, but how does he know what the B stands for, Bryce? How do you know the names of golfers?
How do you know the names of these safety from Idaho?
You watch him.
He watches them all the time.
You watch every week.
Who are they? Is this guy Bryson DeChambeau ever won anything?
Yes.
What?
He just won a couple weeks ago.
What did he win?
Good Lord.
Bryson DeChambeau. What did he win?
This?
One of the tournaments.
DeChambeau?
Bryson. Never mind. I can't talk with you.
Scissors.
I can't talk with either of you.
Oh. Raheel will humor you, and he's not here the next 2 days. You got me.
No. He didn't win rock, paper, scissors.
That's DeChambeau.
No. Isn't that his
same
name?
Same thing.
Isn't that how his family got the name?
His family got the name.
You better watch yourself.
I know. His family was named after Rock Pippa Scissors.
No. Come on. He wears the hat. He wears the Payne Stewart hat.
Oh, he's the guy that wears the hat.
In honor of Payne, or he just likes the look?
Stop. Can we stop?
I'm not kidding. Does he do it to honor Payne Stewart, or does he like the look?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know which one. I don't know if he's honoring Payne Stewart. I don't know.
we never know if you're joking or not. We always assume you're not being serious.
But that was a serious question.
He's always make the assumption. Like, sometime when I'm playing poker over at Prime Social, I always, like, I'm not sure if the guy's serious when he opens with a big bet after he raised everyone pre-flopping and he has to come after that. I never know if it's like, is this guy serious or is he just pulling a Dell? That's what I call it, pulling a Dell on the poker table. And so when you try to look him up, sometimes you have some success and sometimes you don't. And that's what you learn. And Prime Social is the place where you can learn those life lessons and make money at the same time. They've got no limit hold'ems, fixed limit hold'ems. They've got pot limit. They've got Omaha, cash games, a tournament every day that starts at noon. There's really no reason that you shouldn't go out and play a tournament every single week at noon for a chance to win thousands. And they have the big tournament every Saturday. Every Saturday is a huge tournament, but they had a fun one on Sunday also that starts at 2 o'clock. So get whatever you need done on Sunday and get to their 2 o'clock, get to their 2 o'clock tournaments. If you get there and you play poker, they end up a certain amount of hours per week. They will actually pay you money on your card for seat fees. So your seat fees end up being taken care of for free. You get in free between 11 and 4 every single day. So there's so many reasons for you to go play your poker at Prime Social. They want you to come in and take advantage of some of the best and lowest prices on seat fees, alcohol, food, a beautiful location, great staff, from the management staff to the cocktail waitresses. It's all good, and they're waiting for you at Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer, just west of Hillcroft and Voss area. Make sure you stop in there and go play your poker and enjoy yourself there in a beautiful setting at PrimeSocialTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's Tiger's roommate. That's his roommate at Stanford.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It really is?
Yeah.
Well, he's
notably,
got a...
notably gay. I always call him Notably Gay, but it's Nota Begay.
Well, that's Nota Begay?
Yeah.
That is?
Uh-huh.
Who is, by the way, I believe, Native American.
Okay.
I think he really, like, legitimately.
Yeah.
And yes, I remember when Nota Begay would elicit a response.
Yes, but not anymore, not in 2018, because we're not...
well, you just called him...
Homophobic.
You just called him Notably Gay again. What are you talking about?
I said that's what he would have been called back in the day.
Yeah, he didn't actually say that just now.
Okay.
I didn't say it. I said that's what he would have been.
It's way different, Dale.
Ricky says, Rick is listening to the show, Bryson DeChambeau went to SMU, and so did Payne. So that's why he wears the hat.
Oh, that makes sense.
No, he does not. And he did actually. He didn't win a couple of weeks ago. He was in the hunt, and he faded at the end. Faded down the stretch, and
so he chose rock, not scissors.
No, he
lost.
No. That's not what happened.
Oh, I want to get to this. So Johnny Manziel, you know, I'll do it at 9 o'clock. So Johnny basically, he just came out and said, boy, Cleveland was so stupid. Didn't they know I was super lazy? And then he got mad at Pro Football Talk for writing an article about Johnny saying it was Cleveland's fault for not knowing he was conning them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll get to that at 9 o'clock because this is actually pretty interesting because he basically throws shade at at the controversial Brian Hoyer. So you definitely, if you haven't heard this story, you definitely want to hang in there for that one. Manny brought something up, and this has always just irked me a little bit. Or let's just say I'm not on this side.
He said the Tennessee Titans rolling out their new uniforms and their new brand and everything means Houston is going to get its colors back. Remember that Bud Adams owns the Oilers. He owns the rights to the Oilers. He owns the color scheme and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyone who's ever said, oh, I wish we could have the name Oilers back, wish we... it's never been in play. Now, Bud Adams has passed away. And so the idea that, let's just say this color scheme was back on the table, would you want the Texans to switch to powder blue?
No.
Me either. I don't like those.
No.
Once it's over, I was fine. I love the Oilers. Once they were gone, they are done with me. I don't want the name Oilers back. I don't want powder blue back.
I wouldn't mind the name Oilers back, to tell you the truth, but not the unis.
We represent the entire state. Deshaun is the state's top quarterback.
Yeah. Well,
that's a heavy burden.
Well, it's not like they're going to change, and it's not like they're changing red, white, and blue. Can they be cornier? Can they be more? I mean, honestly, it can't be cornier. It can't be.
It is really corny.
It can't be less offensive. Okay.
What do you mean? How's it offensive?
Well, it doesn't offend anyone. It's red, white, and blue.
Oh, less offensive. Yes. Okay, yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, it's so PC to be the red, white, and blue team, and it's just so play Liberty white and bloody red or
no? It's not bloody red. It's ketchup red,
cop blue, or whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
It is steel blue, Liberty white, and
battle red.
Battle red. Battle red. I was gonna say Busta.
Busta, that's not Busta Red.
Busta Red.
It's Busta Rhyme. It is, it can't be, so we're going to do that forever because that's what we do because we're classy and we're red, white, and blue and we have a class and it's proper and it's, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be, and then we're going to say stuff about prisons, but we're going to be as classy as possible. All right. And so that's not changing.
Clay Walker. I mean, this whole thing is corny. Clay, we're going to do Liberty Blue. We're going to have all of our theme. Yeah, it has been a little bit. It's been a little corny.
Yeah,
that's actually a really good word for it.
Yeah. All right, 8:57. We got to take a break because we're going to have sports math.
So you don't want it back either. You don't want powder blue back. I don't want powder blue, but you do want Oilers back. Interesting.
Yeah, I would like the Oilers name back. Why don't you do your commercial so we can go to Sports Map?
Well, I will. I'll tell you about Men's Tea Clinic. They got a brand new location that's open, by the way, in the Pasadena area. There's four locations now, which is pretty, pretty good. I remember when it started off, it was one. And then over the last 2 years, three more have sprung up, and they're all doing great. But what I really like about Men's Tea Clinic is they get you in and out quickly. They understand that your day is very important. Your work that you're doing is very, very important. You don't have a lot of free time to just hang out and run around and blah, blah, blah. So basically they say, listen, come on in and we will make sure that we get you tested for your testosterone level. If it's low, we will give you results within just a few minutes. And if it's not below the level, then they're not going to treat you because it's not safe. If it is, they can treat you very quickly. They work with your insurance company to get it fully covered and you are on the way back to being the real you. Men's Tea Clinic has four locations, including the brand new Pasadena location, the Beltway in Fairmont. That's in front of the Target. The Beltway and Fairmont in front of the Target. Don't miss out on that. And if you're not there, they've got the location at 290 Barker Cypress, 1801 Durham at I-10, and of course, right there, your spot in Pearland at 288 and Discovery Bay. For more information or to find those locations specifically, go to mensteaclinic.com.
I don't think you guys really care what I say, just like I don't really care what you say.